Welcome once again to another Feast of Fear. That curiously attractive sensation that lies impatient to be aroused beneath the surface of your consciousness and mine. This week, I have a question for you. When did you last drink some water from your kitchen tap? Perhaps you made yourself some tea or coffee, or perhaps, like me, you prefer your water unadulterated. Whenever it was, think about this. How did it taste? Was it the same as usual? Exactly the same? Of course it was. Today's story is about someone who comes to learn something denied to most of you. The true value of fear. I do hope that you too will find that experience green and pleasant.
Hi, I'm Lisa King.
And I'm Stephen Cronenberg.
And this is Green and Pleasant, the program that cares about the world and what we're doing to it.
Later on, our live phone-in debate. There's the number up on the screen now. Today's topic is supermarket packaging, an important and growing area of public concern.
Also in today's show, a special report on the Southeast's most polluted children's playground, and we find out why lacrosse is the world's greenest indoor sport.
But first, our roundup of news and...
Get me out of here! What the hell is going on? Answer me! Do you realize who I am?
So, lots to look forward to there. Don't forget our live phone-in later on in the show. There's the number again. That's 071...
If you're outside London.
813...
7881. 7881. And we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you.
You wait, whoever the hell you are. You wait till I get out of here. Is there anybody there?
But first, a look at the biggest story of the week, the sudden disappearance from public life of rock star Sarah Lovecraft, the self-styled Green Queen.
Unless you've been locked in a cellar for the past 6 days, you'll know that the millionaire singer, dubbed Saint Sarah for her work for environmental causes, failed to show up for a major concert date this week.
Sarah's manager has issued a statement saying that the 19-year-old, idol of millions of green teens, is suffering from a nervous collapse.
But speculation is growing that Sarah is simply lying low, afraid to face the public, following her appearance on this program last week.
Okay, let's have another look at part of that exclusive interview.
Sarah Lovecraft, welcome to Green and Pleasant.
Thank you, Steve. It's a real pleasure to be here and meet you. And Lisa, of course.
Tell me, Sarah, do you find much time for TV watching? I should imagine not.
Well, as you know, we've only just come off the road.
Well, this is the Friends of the Earth benefit tour.
Right, yeah. And, you know, really, you know, it's just totally draining. Yeah. But I hate to miss this show. I really love this show.
Well, thank you.
I've got tapes of all the ones I've missed, so I'll catch up with you one day.
Well, today we've caught up with you.
That's right.
Tell them from me you can have whatever the hell you want. Just get me out of this damn thing.
You're a very private sort of person, aren't you?
Well, you have to keep a sort of corner of your life that's just for you, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm lucky. I've got all these fans. I suppose it's only natural that they want to know everything about me.
But you do need that one little corner just for yourself.
Yes, that's it. Mm.
And is it in that corner that you keep things like Zicon Cosmetics?
Hey, who's there? Let me out of this thing! Who are you? How did I get here? Let me out! Listen, you bloody pervert, if I get my hands on you, where am I? No, no, don't go! Please don't go!
I think we've got a picture. Yes, yes, there it is. Now, we've found those dead rabbits dumped in the stream at the back of the cosmetics plant.
You can't see it clearly,
but their faces were disfigured and burnt, where various substances had been applied to them.
And we also have evidence that untreated chemical waste is routinely deposited in the same stream.
Why are you showing me this?
Because we've also discovered who owns Zekon Cosmetics, Sarah. You do.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Please, can I have something to drink?
Of course. Oh. No. Put your arm back inside. Good. Now, there's the glass. Take it nice and slowly.
Oh. What the hell is this stuff?
It's fresh spring water. I collected it myself.
Oh, disgusting.
I collected it just for you. From the spring that runs past a cosmetics factory. I forget its name.
So that's it. For God's sake, give me some proper water.
That was proper water. Once.
Look, I don't know how you got hold of this information, Lisa, but I'm telling you, it's a pack of lies.
I take it you're denying all knowledge of it.
Of course.
Oh. And what about your land in Scotland?
What?
Can we see that clip? Yes, there we are. You're looking at a stretch of countryside in Scotland, officially designated an area of outstanding natural beauty. Isn't that right, Sarah?
Look, I've had enough of this. I didn't
An area exceptionally rich in wildlife and the breeding ground of some of the rarest of our small mammals and birds. Yeah. And it's all yours, Sarah, isn't it?
Is there some point to all this?
The point is that we've discovered that you're planning to sell the entire site to a multinational concern for industrial development.
All right, that's it.
Sarah, don't you think we ought to talk about this?
Get out of the way!
This is tap water. I wouldn't call it pure exactly, but you might like it. Here.
More, please.
My word, you are thirsty. Give me a glass. Thank you.
Oh.
Give me the glass back, please.
Take it, you bastard! Stop!
Welcome back to Green and Pleasant, the programme that's dedicated to a healthier world. And now it's time for our live phone-in.
And our first caller's on the line, Mr. Smith. Good evening, Mr. Smith.
Good evening, Lisa. Stephen.
Hello, what's your question, Mr. Smith?
I just want to say something about Sarah Lovecraft.
Oh, well, that's not really the topic for tonight.
She's not lying low.
What do you mean?
She's not lying low. I know where she really is.
Mr. Smith, what are you saying?
She's staying with me, learning a few lessons. I have to go now.
Hello? Hello? Are you still there?
Well, I'm sorry about that, but I think we should have another caller. Yes, we have. Yeah, it's a Mr. Barker. Hello, Mr. Barker.
You hurt my hand. You shouldn't have done that.
You're mad. Let me out of this contraption.
Later, maybe.
How did I get here? How long have I been in here?
Those things aren't important.
Do you want money? How much? Well, then, what do you want? Do you want me? Come on, then. Undo this cage and we'll see what happens.
Shut up! Stop that filth!
Oh, bastard!
I told you what I want. I want to talk to you.
All what they said, it's lies. You've got to believe me. What day is it?
Tuesday. Green and Pleasant is on.
How long was I unconscious?
You've been asleep for quite a long time.
Oh, God, in this thing.
Don't you like it?
This is insane. What are you going to do to me?
I built it myself.
You must be mad.
Oh, no. I didn't think it up. I only copied it from a picture in a newspaper, but that one was much smaller. But then, rabbits are not very big, are they? You can get dozens of them in one room. But you know all about that. It's a clever design, isn't it? Just your head outside the bar, so convenient. There was an interview with the man who designed it in the paper. They were rude to him, but he seemed very proud of it.
Please, let me out.
No, I don't think so.
Please. I've got to go to the loo.
Go on, then.
What?
The cage is designed to allow full natural functions. It's perfectly hygienic. It said so in the paper. Well, go on. I'd hate you to be uncomfortable.
You sick bastard!
Perhaps you're embarrassed because I'm here. Well, you're in luck. I have to go and make another phone call. Excuse me.
I want to talk about Sarah Lovecraft.
Look, Mr. Smith, we've already told you...
She's been missing since last Wednesday. That's when I kidnapped her.
What did you say?
At the back of the Clarion Hotel, just after 11:30. She was wearing a grey skirt and an orange T-shirt. Would you like me to tell you what was in her handbag?
Who are you?
She's going to find out just what it's like.
What is like?
Hello? Hello?
Hello. Feeling better? I'm going to teach you some things you ought to know. It's so important to broaden our horizons, don't you think? I've brought you something. Look.
What's that?
Think of it as perfume. You probably can't smell it from over there. Here. I want you to test it for me.
Oh,
does it sting a little?
Oof.
Well, it's in a very good cause. Perhaps it won't be so bad this time.
Stop it!
Well, it probably takes a few times before you get used to it.
Oh, I can't see!
Oh, dear. Still, that's a valuable test result, and I'm sure it's only temporary. Now, let me have a look at you. Does it hurt? Oh, yes, I can see the blister starting.
Oh, no, please.
I think you've learned what it's like to be a test animal. It's time for you to identify with something a little larger.
I don't understand.
You will. Can you see yet?
No, I can't.
Then this will be a nice surprise.
Oh, what's happening?
You'll see. Oh, sorry. You ready?
Oh.
How does that feel?
It's hot.
Mm, it would be. Ultraviolet. Oh, have some more.
Stop it. It's horrible.
Yes, I thought it might be. I'll be back soon.
No, please.
Hello again.
Listen, don't hang up. We want to talk to you.
Oh, Lisa, thank you.
What?
You want me to keep talking so you can trace the call. That means the police are involved. I'm flattered. You must have checked up about Sarah's clothes and the time she disappeared. That was quick work. You really believe me.
No, he didn't say that.
But of course I can't talk for too long. Sarah's having such a good time. It's a real learning experience for her. She's in the middle of a lesson right now.
Listen, we're going to keep this line free for you.
You really do believe me.
That's nice. Goodbye.
Mr. Smith? Mr. Smith, if you can still hear me, I meant what I said. We're asking people not to try and phone us. We want to keep the line free.
But do keep watching. Whatever happens, you'll see it live as it happens, here on Green and Pleasant.
Hello?
Please, switch them off.
How's your face? Oh, dear.
I can't stand it, please. The heat.
All right. There. Temporary cloud cover. Would you like another drink?
Oh.
Brought you a paper cup. Don't want any more accidents, do we? Here. You say please.
What?
Politeness is so important, don't you think? I'm waiting.
Please.
Good. Don't worry, it's tap water. Of course, I wouldn't drink it. The things that are in there. Here.
Thank you.
Good.
Oh. Why the heat lamps.
Oh, Sarah, I thought you understood.
I don't understand any of this.
It's the only way you'll ever really learn what people like you are doing to our world.
What?
All those things that are being done to the planet. I'm going to do them to you. Every single one.
Our last contact with a man who calls himself simply Mr. Smith was 25 minutes ago. Programs have been rescheduled so that we can stay on the air and bring you this astonishing story as it happened. Ah, I'm just told that, in fact, Mr. Smith is back on the line. Mr. Smith.
Mr. Smith, are you there?
Hello, Steve.
Thank you for calling back.
You're welcome, Steve.
Yes, thank you. The question everyone wants answered is, how is Sarah?
She's here with me, in my room now. I'll see if she can talk to you.
Yes, please do that, Mr. Smith.
Hello? Are you still there?
Mr. Smith, can you hear me? Sarah?
Sarah? Sarah, can you hear me? Can you talk to us?
I'm sorry. I don't think Sarah is feeling very communicative just at the moment. She's been learning rather fast. Perhaps she'll be in a better state a little later. I'll let her have a nice rest before her next lot of lessons. Oh, and we're so enjoying the programme.
Mr. Smith, don't hang up. Please, don't hang up.
I'll talk to them again later. They're not ready for the real truth yet, Sarah.
Please let me go.
But there are all sorts of things you still have to learn.
What? What else can you do to me?
Think of the animals that live on that estate of yours. You're going to wipe them all out. You're going to destroy their breeding grounds. They won't ever be able to have any babies. You ought to learn about that.
Oh, my God.
I think we should start that lesson now. Now, I'll just make sure that this is sharp enough. Don't want to do a messy job. I do hate mess, don't you? Let's see.
No, don't.
But I have to test the blade. And I hardly use this hand at all. Yes. It's beautiful. Blood is full of living things. Did you know that? All existing together in a perfect balance. We could learn a lot from blood. Are you ready to learn about babies?
No, wait. There's something else I want to learn first.
What?
You said that they're not ready for the real truth.
Well, they're not. Are you ready?
Oh, yes. You've taught me so well. Please.
All right. All right. When I was little, I had a book. It was a big book with lots of coloured pictures. Magnificent Dinosaurs, it's called. I've still got it. It taught me something I've never forgotten. The world was so lovely then, before we were here, before we started spoiling everything. The real truth, it's so simple. You just have to look all around you. Everybody's guilty. Everybody. It's not just the people who build the factories, or run the motor cars, or cut down the rainforests, or torture the animals. It's every single person. Don't you see? We're not a part of nature anymore. We can't be. We've changed. And just by being alive, we are killing everything else. Just by being alive.
Go on.
The world was lovely before we were here. So, to make it lovely again, it's simple.
No.
Water. That was the key. Everybody uses water, don't they? They wash in it, they cook with it, they drink it. And it's so easy for it to be contaminated. You remember the spring behind your factory? And that was just chemical waste. I use something much stronger than that.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And it was terribly easy to get the poison. I was shocked. But it was just what I needed. It's very slow acting and quite undetectable.
It's not possible.
You'll see. Everyone will see. It starts with a sore throat. then a headache, then your skin begins to feel hot and dry. Then there's the thirst. No matter how much you drink, you still feel thirsty. Then the dizziness. And after that, it's very quick.
No.
Of course, it works faster on some people than others. I thought the children would be the first. I've seen some of the things that children do. Litter and filth and dirt. They should have been the first, but instead, it's going to be you.
You're insane.
Oh, Sarah. You're so wrong. I'm the only one who isn't. Not long now, Sarah. I'm glad I told you. I knew you would understand. Not like them. Not like them.
New information. I repeat, Mr. Smith, if you can hear me, you have to know this. We were wrong about Sarah Lovecraft.
What?
The accusations made on this program last week were totally false. Sarah Lovecraft has no connection with Zekon Cosmetics. She has no plans to sell her Scottish land holdings.
I don't believe it.
Our information was wrong in every particular. You're punishing an innocent girl.
Liar!
If you don't believe us, please ring in again. We have proof. Mr. Smith, if you can hear us, please ring in again. Sarah Lovecraft is innocent.
No.
We repeat, Sarah Lovecraft is not guilty of any of the charges made on this program. New evidence...
Hello, Lisa? Stephen? Hello?
Mr. Smith, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you hear what we said? Mr. Smith, you must stop hurting Sarah. We were wrong about her.
Show me the proof.
We had a call from the lawyer we spoke to. He said...
Show me. I won't believe you unless you show me. They're lying, aren't they, Sarah?
He's being driven to the studio. He can tell you himself.
Now! Show me now!
Just give us a few minutes.
Liars! You're just liars!
No, you'll see. But Mr. Smith...
How is Sarah? Is she all right?
Can she speak to us?
I'll ask her. Sarah, can you talk to them? Oh, Sarah. No, I don't think she can.
What have you done to her?
All right, Lisa, let me take this. Mr. Smith, this isn't the way.
Then what is? Your way? Television programs.
But programs like ours can help show people they're wrong.
But they don't listen. The problem's just too big. Why can't you see that? I worked it out ages ago. I understand it. Why doesn't anyone else?
Go on, Mr. Smith. You're speaking to millions of people. Explain it to us.
I have a lot of friends, you know. A lot of people think the way I do. But even they don't understand.
What don't they understand?
All right. I'll tell you. You'll know soon enough anyway.
What do you mean?
When I first realized what the real truth was, I was so frightened. So scared. I didn't know what to do. It was so big. And I was the only one who could see. But I made a discovery. Fear is creative, inspirational. Isn't that amazing? I never realized it before. It was my fear that showed me what I had to do.
Tell us.
And it was Sarah who showed me the way. And I never even thanked you, did I, Sarah? Isn't that terrible?
Mr. Smith, what are you talking about? What was it you had to do?
It was so simple. I didn't believe it at first. It was so simple. But then, all the best ideas are, aren't they? When I was little, I had a book. It was a big book with...
What's that? Go away! Leave us alone!
Listen to me, Mr. Smith. It's the police. Why don't you let them in?
What's the matter, Lisa?
Let them in, Mr. Smith. Let them help you.
It's too late to help anyone now.
What?
No!
Oh!
Keep away from us!
Easy! Take it easy!
You're right. Doesn't matter anymore. Poor Sarah. I'm sorry she was the first. She learned her lesson so well. Doesn't she look peaceful?
Foxtrot Castle from Matheson, receiving.
Go ahead.
I've got him. White male, IC-1. Not dangerous.
Doesn't she look peaceful?
Sir?
Well?
No sign of the girl.
What do you mean? She's here.
What?
Look. Look!
Oh, my God.
Hello, hello. Can anyone speak to us?
Shall I tell them what's happening?
No. You go with this officer.
Come on, sir.
But what about Sarah?
This way.
Sarah!
I'll take care of her, sir. Don't you worry. Take him away.
Sir, come on. That's the way.
And how are you feeling, officer?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Thank God. Who is that?
Detective Inspector Matheson.
Inspector, what's happening there? Have you got him?
Oh, yes. We've got him.
And Sarah Lovecraft, is she all right? Inspector.
She was in the room with him. We could hear him talking to her.
Oh, yes. I'm sure he was talking to her. But she wasn't here.
What? What?
There's no sign that she was ever here. He was talking to thin air.
Fear. Fear is creative. Inspirational. Isn't that amazing? I never realized it before. It was my fear that showed me what I had to do.
The voice of the man we still know only as Mr. Smith. The man who convinced the nation, and apparently himself, that he had kidnapped rock star Sarah Lovecraft.
The police have announced that he is now in psychiatric custody.
Just in case you haven't heard the news, Sarah Lovecraft is alive and perfectly well. She contacted the police a few minutes ago from a location that she refused to disclose.
All she would say was that she had spent the last 6 days at a secret retreat somewhere on the continent and had been totally out of touch with the world. The pressure just got too much for me, she said. I had to get away from everything.
Well, they say it's tough at the top. Sarah, who was finally tracked down by her personal manager, claimed that she knew nothing about the outcry over her disappearance and was stunned to learn about the amazing drama of the last couple of hours. We'll be following up her side of the story in next week's edition.
I suppose Mr. Smith was able to convince us because he was so absolutely convinced himself. Incredible. Who knows what goes on inside a mind like that? Poisoning the whole country's water supply. Amazing.
We understand that certain objects have been removed from the cellar of the house in Haringey, North London, including several industrial ultraviolet lamps and a construction believed to be some sort of cage.
So it wasn't all fantasy.
We'll take a break there.
See you soon on Green and Pleasant.
Headaches? Hot and itchy skin? Dry throat? Dizziness? Ridiculous. Quite ridiculous. In that cautionary little tale, Karen Archer played Lisa, Nigel Carrington Stephen, Rebecca Jones Sarah, Jonathan Taffler the man, Brian Miller the inspector, and Jenny Howe the police constable. The play was written by Bert Cools and directed by Jerry Jones. My name is Edward D'Souza, the man in black, and I shall be back at the same time next week with my third story, which tells of The Monkey's Revenge.